Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
No, that's too much. But then when you break it down and say, hey, one Saturday at a time, this Saturday I can make it, this Saturday I can go, it makes the task easier. This is what Paul was saying. Remember, one day at a time, and God will carry you through. Now, right at verse 10, right after this, when Paul said he was cast down but not destroyed, listen to this. Number 10, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. You know, a Christian success is not measured by stars, but scars. Do you bear in your body the marks of Jesus Christ? As I told you earlier, the world hated Jesus, and the world will hate you. Anybody can attest, whenever you talk to someone about God, everything's okay. Everybody's okay, because everybody's worshiping some God, right? Whenever you say, God, God, everything's fine. But when you talk about, I'm going to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, you got to fight. You know, my friend was telling me, I visited this church, and this church was, the pastor was saying, he was asked to say a prayer at a big event of people. And they said, you can pray all you want, but you cannot say Jesus Christ. And the pastor said, I won't do it. What a stand he took to say, I will not conform to the world, but I'm going to preach and tell people about Jesus. Would have took that stand? He had an audience of over 1,000 folks where he could have stood up and talked or prayed, but he said, I won't do it because you will not let me talk about Jesus Christ. He took a hit for that. He told me he's probably lost some friends for that. He said, hey, you could have went ahead. But if you're not going to do it for Christ, why are you doing it? You should be doing everything for Christ. And this is what Paul was saying. We're going to bear in our body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm almost done here. And listen to this. Verse 15. It says, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Everything is done for the glory of God. Now, how can we glorify God? The Bible tells us that we glorify God by bearing fruit. You bear fruit by telling people about Jesus Christ. You plant that seed and God grows that seed. So that's how we can glorify God, by bearing fruit, and that's telling people about Jesus Christ. Now verse 16 says, for this cause we faint not. Even though we're going through all these challenges, we're not going to faint, because we know that our strength is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I like this. It says, but though our outward man perish, it's going to perish. He already told us. The Bible says, in the flesh there is no good thing. Our bodies are going to perish. But it says, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So as we're going through life, we know that these bodies eventually lean towards the grave. But that's not anything to confuse us or to scare us. He told that this was going to happen. But he said the inward man is renewed day by day. I remember as a young Christian, I was on fire, running, doing this and doing that. But I got a little older now. I slow down. I got to make sure I pick my spots where I'm going to, you know, do things for Christ. But what I'm saying here is that though this flesh is perishing, our inward man can be renewed. And I like what the scripture says, day by day. You can't count on what happened yesterday, but you need to go to the Lord for that fresh feeling today. Say, Lord God.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.